is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you can find at churchonline.com. We spell that uniquely, though. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. churchonline.com. This morning, I'm looking at the Psalms. In my personal devotional time, I've been looking at a lot of the Psalms, and one of my favorites is Psalm 29. It's absolutely a masterpiece of poetry, and the theme is the power of God. And I think it's always important, especially when we're thinking about prayer, as we are today. When we're thinking about prayer, we need to think about the power of God. How is He at work, and why is that significant? Well, in Psalm 29, it says things like, the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. And today I want to read some of that. Just get that mental image. Just the voice of the Lord can break massive trees. Well, listen to these words, Psalm 29, 8 and 9. The voice of the Lord shakes in the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips forests bare. And in His temple, everyone says, glory. So you see that power of God on the one hand, shaking the wilderness. But then it says, makes the deer give birth. A really intriguing little statement if you think about that. But it's just the power just in the very voice of God. And the natural reaction, of course, is everyone in the temple, all of God's people, say glory. But then, listen to verse 10. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. This declares who He is. His power is His alone. His power is bigger than we could possibly understand. And then the psalm ends in verse 11. The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. When you read those words, we have the power of God breaking trees and shaking the wilderness. And then it ends with, I guess you'd say, God sharing His power in a sense. It says He will give strength to His people. Now, when God gives His power, He gives it in different forms. It can be as powerful as, like I said, shaking those trees. But then His power is the thing that gives us strength and gives us peace. And how many times do we need that? How much of our lives do we need to rely on the strength and the power of God to give us strength? Now, remember, God doesn't just share that power on a whim. He doesn't just give those things to anyone for any reason. That's not how God works. But He gives strength to His people, thinking about it like when we're facing a challenge, we're facing a life challenge, we're facing even temptation, when we're facing so many things, that's when we need His strength and His power alongside of it. In the same way, He gives us His peace when we're, you know, we think about Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for He is with me. He gives us His strength, He gives us His peace, because He is with me. So then, how do we access that? How do we find ourselves plugging into the power of God? It's not just like, you know, plugging in my computer or something like that. We plug into God's power when we do a few things. I want to give you a couple of ABCs this morning. Very simple things, ABCs. Of course, the first step always is we have to be His. And that's not part of the ABCs, but that's the first step. We have to be His. He's the one that gives to His people. It doesn't mean that He can't give to somebody who's not His, but the reality is that's our first step. And once that we know we are His, when we have put our trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior, when we have stepped over that line and proclaimed that Jesus is Lord, believe in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead, and you will be saved, as it says in the Word, then there's a few things that we can do to draw near and to access that strength and that peace. Number one, the ABCs now. A, admit that I am powerless. I've got to understand that first, because the reality is if I believe that I have complete control, complete power over this thing, I'm not going to ask for His power, am I? So we have to admit that I'm in a situation that I can't handle on my own. Then the B is believe, be reminded, a couple of B's, be reminded that He has the power and He has the authority. That's why we have Psalms like this, to remind us of who He is, to remind us of His power, and to remind us that when I can't, He can. And then the C is be in that connection with Him, of course, but constantly being connected to Him. It's like those words Jesus says in John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me is the word that's used in John 15. We have to be with Him, connected to Him. I know we all have that tendency to drift. We have that tendency to move in our own direction. But to be connected to Him is to stay with Him. It's prayer, yes. It's reading the scripture. It's being with His people. All of those things help us to stay connected. But it's when we have those ABCs together, admitting that I am powerless, being reminded that He is able, He alone is able, and then C, being connected to Him, being in that constant relationship with Him. That's when we'll see God move, as we said in these words of the psalm. That last verse, the Lord will give strength to His people. That's the connection. The Lord will bless His people with peace. He'll give us the strength and peace. So thinking about it today, in what area of our lives do we find ourselves there? Where maybe we need that God that has so much power and we have so little. Maybe we're going through a difficult time today. I don't know. Maybe everything's great and things are going well for us. It's okay. We still need Him every day. We need to know how to manage even in the positive times. So the ABCs, and then we ask. We just simply pray and ask God for those things. And then again, thinking about it in those terms, the strength and the peace. Where do you need strength today? Where do you need peace today? I'll leave you with that idea. Again, Psalm 29, I encourage you to read the whole thing. Read it on your own. There's definitely the picture of this mighty and powerful God, and we need to be reminded of that on a regular basis.